Hot damn, Jordan. 4 minutes past six. It is Snow FM breakfast. And is this the last one?
This is the last show of the year, Simo. It is, of course, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day tomorrow, which means it's 2020.
Yeah, all over.
How Red weird Rover. Is that?
Yeah.
Tomorrow is next year. That's weird.
I won't keep teasing you about whether or not you're going to go with 2020 or 2020, but I'd have to say I think you are in the minority if you go with 2020. It's too long.
What if I go with 2020?
Ugh, you would. I've got some of the best moments of 2019 to get through this morning as well.
Ah, sweet.
Well, I'd hate to say they're like everyone's generic best of 2019, but they're the things that stood out for me.
I see.
So that includes, do you remember Egg Boy?
Egg Boy, that's right. Who threw an egg at that politician.
Actually, it was an eggy year, because right at the beginning...
It was an eggy year.
It was, yeah.
I don't think they're going to put that on any of the posters.
It was very high protein, so... do you remember there was an egg that trended online?
It was an eggy year.
It really was.
Now I think about it. I hadn't worked out my plans for tonight. Now I know. I'm just going to go and have eggs to celebrate.
Scrambled, fried, boiled.
One of each.
Oh, really?
One of every single way of cooking eggs.
It's the only way you should take out 2019. Here's Selena Gomez to kick off our time together.
Can't keep my hands to myself.
Evil Twin, Megan Trainor's latest single on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan with you, 21 minutes on the way to 7, and so many social media invites to events happening this evening, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Many that are going around there.
And it's one of those things where social media is not the real world.
Mm-hmm. It's right? The social world.
It is. It's the online lies department. How many people clicked yes to... storming Area 51, they can't stop all of us.
Yeah, so Simo, looking back at some of the biggest things that happened throughout 2019, and that was one, didn't they get like 2 million people clicked that they were going or interested to that event on that specific day?
By the end of it, I think it was upwards towards 5.
Was it up towards 5 million?
Yes, indeed.
Jesus.
And then people actually rolled in.
I mean, not 5 million.
No.
Nowhere near.
Apparently,
I think it was a lot closer to 5 than it was to 5 million.
Yeah, I think that was just over, 2,000 or something.
Yeah, which, I mean, would be 2,000 people, great, but when you're expecting 5 mil, less great.
So I came here to get myself an alien as a pet.
I have a lot of aliens to...
At your house?
Oh, yeah.
Some convinced that Area 51 is really just like the movies.
Yeah, so that was a thing.
Yeah, remember that in that grab, there's that person that says, oh, I've got lots of aliens in my house.
Yeah.
We should have just raided their house.
Should have just rolled
in. Had less security.
Rolled into her living room.
So yeah, Area 51, so they kind of planned this big event type thing. I think various food trucks and all this sort of stuff rocked up. Wasn't it the local motel was like they couldn't get accommodation there?
The local... infrastructure there was a little bit worried.
Well, because it's Area 51, it's out in the middle of the desert. Yep. They're not expecting a large amount of people to rock up.
And I think they hired something like 80 portaloos.
Yeah, 80 portaloos for an expected 5 million. That's going to be quite a queue for the toilet.
How's the lineup? At least you'd be able to strike up conversation. And you know who you're going, you know who you're going into the loo after.
So, what alien are you going to get today? Oh, I want a green one.
Lovely now. Billie Eilish, a standout artist for 2019. Khalid as well featuring on this. 20 minutes on the way to 7 at Snow FM Breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of High Country Subaru. Ivy Adara, Currency, Snow FM at Breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of High Country Subaru. It's Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, we want to talk about the TV show Antiques Roadshow. Are you familiar with it?
Antiques Roadshow?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
So if you don't know what it is, so essentially people bring antiques to a specific area, and there are antique experts that look at it and evaluate it and say, oh, that's worth X amount of dollars.
That's right.
And then they leave.
Well, they don't just give them a price, don't they? They're like, oh, this is, can be traced back to the Saracen.
Yeah, they give you a history lesson.
Pharaoh of whatever.
Not going to lie, never watched it.
My dad's a big fan.
But it's not like they buy the things. They just kind of talk about it for a little bit, say this is worth X amount of dollars, and then you leave.
And there's always a woman that's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a very good impersonation.
Thank you.
Also, the reason I bring up Antiques Roadshow is because they were doing a bit of a retrospective episode, kind of looking back, kind of where are they now?
Oh, yeah.
Type episode. And it's and it was a little bit of a flashback to 2016.
Oh, yeah.
Where antiques expert Andy McConnell was having a look at a bottle, a glass bottle.
Side note, Antiques Roadshow, looking back on 2016.
I know.
Not really looking back, is it? Because they're in the world of antiques.
Yeah, that is a good point.
That's like yesterday to them.
That is, yeah, very good point.
But in 2016, what has he found?
So he's found, he was having a look at a glass bottle.
All right.
Inside the bottle was a liquid. So he thought, all right, I'm going to pour some out into a little glass and have a look.
Okay.
In fact, I've actually got the exact quote of what he said here.
Oh, brilliant.
He said, "It's very brown. I think it's port. Port or red wine. It's full of rusty nails and rust." That's what he said.
Okay.
Now, if you saw something that was in a bottle for... This also dated back to the 1840s.
Okay.
So I think that's what's the math on that, 180 years-ish.
Yep.
Now, if you had a liquid in there, would you give it a bit of a swig? Would you give it a little bit of a drink?
I'm no antiques expert, but I don't think you want to be... If you don't know what it is, right, you don't want to be drinking liquids of any kind that you're not sure what they are.
I mean, you don't have to be an antiques expert to kind of realise that drinking something in a bottle that's 180 years old, even if it's just water...
Yeah.
Probably not the best thing.
Yeah, maybe you've got to be thinking it's fraught with danger, but then some of these people, and the wines as well, it's Europe, I don't know.
Well, this antiques expert, Andy, did drink some of the liquid in question.
Well, his name would be Big Andy on New Year's Eve, so...
He likes to drink, Andy.
Big Andy, he's drinking 180?
180-year-old...
Something.
Liquid.
Yeah.
Well, Simo, fast forward to now.
Right.
And they're actually having a chat to Andy in this 2019 episode of Antiques Roadshow.
Oh, Big Andy.
Kind of having a chat. So, do you remember what that bottle was? And having a chat about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person who was interviewing Andy, her name was Fiona... revealed what was inside the bottle.
Yes.
Because some of the excess liquid, they actually took it away and did some testing on
it.
And worked out what it was.
Mm.
And it was a mixture of a tiny bit of alcohol, human hair, and urine.
Oh. Did Big Andy get superpowers after the first drink?
Big Andy did not get superpowers. After the drink.
If you're going to drink something that has human feces, human hair, and a couple of drops of alcohol...
Not human feces, human urine.
Oh, urine, sorry, yes.
Because that's so much better.
It is. If you're gonna consume a bit of that, you'd best hope... You know, that you're getting a little something.
Well, I want to go back in time to the 1840s, where this was like a wine bottle. I reckon someone obviously played a bit of a joke, kind of going, I could go to the bathroom. I assume we've got toilets back then. That's actually something I've just thought of. They might have not. But anyway, I could go over there, or I could go on this bottle and give it to my friend in the hope that he drinks it. What an epic practical joke. It's taken 180 years... and now it's paid off on TV. The people back there must be going, yeah, it's going to be on TV one day.
Don't know what TV is.
Whatever that is.
So have you ever been curious about consuming?
No.
No? Never done a Bear Grylls?
I'm assuming the urine was the end of that sentence.
That's correct.
And no, Simo, I have never thought to myself, you know what? It's 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. I'm a bit bored.
Yeah.
You know what I'll do to pass the time? I'm feeling thirsty, and the kitchen's too far away.
What about if... Because, again, I do wonder about if you are going to consume...
Just a little disclaimer before... I don't know what Simo's going to say next, but I just want to put a little disclaimer. Do not drink your own urine. That's not good for... I don't think you can without getting sick.
Yeah,
maybe
not your own, but I'm saying...
Drink someone else's from 180 years ago. That's fine. No.
If there's the potential for getting superpowers, like maybe David Beckham...
What, so is that why David Beckham's so good at soccer?
He should start bottling it.
Oh, that would be a cod. Imagine that. David Beckham reveals why he's so good at soccer.
Ariana Grande, a bit of focus now on the way to your 7 o'clock. It's Simo and Jordan. Morning! Coming for you. Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello as well. You're on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
And Simo, going through some of the biggest things that happened during 2019. Of course, today, the last day of 2019.
That's it. So why not have a think about what happened in the last 12 months? And Julian Assange, he was he's the big-time WikiLeaks dude.
Yeah, so here's WikiLeaks, hacked into all the secrets of government and published them, and the government weren't happy about it, shall we say.
Not happy, Jan. So he hid out in the Ecuadorian embassy?
Yeah, he's an Aussie, isn't he?
He is an Australian.
He's an Aussie, but he was hiding out in the Equatorial embassy in London.
It's
there's a lot of countries.
Ecuador. Ecuadorian.
In that country's embassy, whatever the plural is.
And last night, I sat down and I found out they've actually released footage of what he was doing in his room for like...
Oh, yeah, I remember. I saw this when he got arrested.
Really weird.
It was like skateboarding in the corridor and like walking around in his undies or something like that.
How good. Here is the man just doing what he does.
Why was that asylum lifted overnight?
There have been reports for some time that Assange was sort of had outlived his welcome there in the embassy for all sorts of reasons, including that he was skateboarding in the halls and stealing Wi-Fi, and that his cat had been making a mess. So, the Ecuadorians were getting sick of having him there.
A couple of issues there. Outstaying your welcome.
I mean, I'm not surprised that he was using all the Wi-Fi. I mean, let's face it, he's Julian Assange.
Yeah, as if you give him access.
I know, you would not give him the Wi-Fi password. Mate, too bad.
And skateboarding through the hallway, stealing Wi-Fi, and then what was the cat issue?
His cat making a mess,
right.
Shall we say.
He sounds less kind of, less corporate menace and more like annoying teenager.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I reckon.
Like, Julian, clean your room. No.
Julian, clean up after your cat. Oh, no, I'm just hacking into Donald Trump's personal emails.
And instead of, what is it? You're not my real dad. You're not my real country.
Well, why was he? Is he part Ecuadorian? Is that why he was allowed? I don't know.
I think it was... Maybe he mistook it for the wrong embassy.
What? He was meant to turn left into the Australian one and turned right and goes, this is nice.
International hacker got his flags wrong.
I'll just stay here.
I'm the one now. DJ Khaled, JB Justin Bieber as well. Snow FM. We the best music. Lizzo, Ariana Grande, Good As Hell are taking out that one there. It is 22 minutes on the way to 8.
Hey, now, Simo, I don't really drink coffee, which means I never... You know, like when you go get a coffee, they kind of ask you your name to write on the cup?
Mm.
So I never really have the experience where you kind of go to a cafe or whatever, or just any business, and they kind of have to ask your name, write it down, and then they call out your name.
You have not lived.
I really haven't. But there's a couple of cafes that do it.
Yeah.
Still, like a couple of takeaway places.
That write your name on the...
Well, they just need your name, and then they write it on a little receipt, and then when it's ready, they say, order for Mark.
Or whatever. No, it's still common practice.
It's still common, but I feel coffee is in cafes is where it happens the most.
Okay, yeah.
So I kind of miss out on this.
Oh, well.
Which is a bit sad.
Yeah, okay. Do you want me to write your name on something this morning? Or?
Would you?
Yeah,
it would be nice.
Of course. We are only 24 hours out from your birthday after all.
Can you get one of those takeaway coffee cups and just write my name on it?
Yeah, I can write your name on something.
That would be nice. But the reason I bring up all this is because even though this happens to me not often because I don't drink coffee, it does... I've thought of a little bit of a game to kind of spice up whenever... someone is writing your name on something. Say a takeaway place.
Okay.
Now, this won't work if you go to this takeaway place all the time.
Mm.
It's only kind of if it's maybe a one-off or like a special treat.
Right. All right.
But what you do, so you order what you want. They say, can I have your name? And if it was for me, for example, I'd say my name and then give an obscure letter.
Okay.
So let me tell you, so I'll give you an example. They say, well, what's your name, sir? I say, it's Jordan with a H.
Oh, boy.
And then they look at you kind of funny as in, H? Jordan? How does that...
So you are sending them scrambling.
Yes. So essentially what I get normally whenever I do this is just Jordan, H. More or less.
Yeah.
That's I kind of look down at the receipt and that's what it says.
I hate to tell you, but I reckon hospital workers are some of the most, in all honesty, having worked in the industry, some of the most cynical people around.
Mm.
Okay? Now, they might... How long are you going to push this exactly?
Well, I kind of like doing them pretty much every time I go in and get takeaway.
Because an experienced one probably won't ask you. If you say, it's Jordan with a H, right? They will probably just go J-H-Auden, and then they'll just continue on their merry way. They'll be like, He wants us mainly to do his coffee, spell his name. It's not that important.
Oh, yeah. If you can get, like, a trainee or something, that's when it works brilliantly.
Oh, yeah. That's an issue.
So you can do this, or you can go the complete opposite way with this.
Right.
And give your name as in Jordan with a J. And then they're thinking, what other way do you spell Jordan that doesn't have a J? And often when you do this, they kind of think that you've got perhaps the odd spelling of the name that's unusual.
Yes.
You know, like Sarah's one that's Sarah with a H at the end.
Yeah, I'm sensing where this is coming from.
What?
Because I know that we frequent places to go out for lunch, brekkie, whatever.
Mm.
And there is a certain place that marks down your name with your order.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So
I know where you're going now.
I do understand that this is a bit of a sore spot for you.
Okay. Yeah. No, I had completely forgotten about this. This is just separate.
Yeah, righto.
Completely nothing to do with this. But yeah, that certain place, they've been going there for like 6 months now. They still don't know my name. It's kind of funny because I go there with you often and they know you very well.
Yeah.
So often when I'm ordering, they'll just write Simo on the thing.
Yeah.
But on the rare occasion that you're not there, they'll kind of just... sometimes still write Simo.
Yeah, well, what name are they putting with your order at the moment?
I've got Gordon a couple of times.
Brendan, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, Brendan. I've got Brendan a couple of times too.
Dude, nice to meet you anyway.
I kind of looked at the thing, I'm like, who's Brendan?
We've got 4 or 5 seconds now. Simo and Brendan this morning. Snow FM breakfast.
Brendan with a H. Get it right.
On the way to 8. Zed and Kalani teaming up. Good thing on Snow FM. A breakfast for your Tuesday. It's Simo and Jordan with you, guiding you towards the end of the year.
Yes, glad you put the end of the year, because just guiding you towards the end, less good.
More worrying,
mm.
But there was no worry for us in this scenario that happened during 2019.
Yeah, well, Simo, we are looking back at some of the biggest moments that happened during 2019. One of the biggest ones... has to be The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the pinnacle of any year.
I included this purely for your good self.
Thank you. You're
although
very kind.
We were messaging each other when this event unfolded.
You know that I'm the biggest Bachelor fan in the world. And Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise and when they're on an island.
Any of those. Where the hearts are on the slab ready to be broken.
No, I think that's more a Gordon Ramsay.
That's true.
Cooking show.
This was the moment that had Australia up in arms about what was to come.
I am quite confident, and I just think there's no reason that it wouldn't be me.
So Abby Chatfield was her name. Mm. She was one of the last two in Matt Agnew's Bachelor season for 2019.
Yeah, so Matt was the Bachelor. If you haven't seen it, it's how. But essentially one guy or one girl, and then there's 20 of the opposite sex, and each week one gets voted out, so on, until they find true love. Which in this case lasted a whole 6 months.
Yep.
Until it ended.
That's right. So it was between Abby and Chelsea, is that right?
Yes.
Chelsea McLeod, I believe. Both of them fighting for Matt Agnew's heart.
Mm.
And
spoiler alert if you haven't seen it.
Yep. I assume you can still watch reruns if you're that keen.
I'm sure it's somewhere. It's probably reruns showing in like India or something.
Everyone sat down to watch Abby get absolutely destroyed on TV in The Bachelor.
It was brilliant.
It was brutal.
I've treasured every moment we've had. And you deserve... everything. And
okay, that's fine. Can you explain further why? I really don't understand how.
It's nothing to explain other than
just
my heart.
Oh, cringe.
Yeah, she was not happy.
Oh, insane. My favorite part as well is at the end when he just goes, my heart. He's out of words. He's like, oh, mate, he's like looking for the exits, looking at the camera crew. How do I get out of this?
Although that was a great moment, that wasn't the greatest moment of that Bachelor season.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember? I think it was in the first episode where Matt, who is the Bachelor, is introducing himself to the girls.
Okay.
And now Matt's a scientist. He's an astrophysicist or something like that.
Mm.
And he kind of says to one of the girls, you know, the girl asking him, oh, so what do you do? It's like, I'm an astrophysicist. And she responds, yeah. Well, I'm a Capricorn.
That was Abby.
Was that Abby?
That was Abby.
I wonder why it didn't work.
She's a Capricorn. He's an astrophysicist. It's Glistener, so... Cool on Me, Starly on Snow FM at breakfast. We had a chat to her a little while back, so you can check that out, snowfm.com.au. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you.
Yeah, Simo, counting down some of the best news stories that have happened in the year 2019.
And this was right up there for, how did you feel about the Egg Boy scenario?
Well, yeah, it was a crazy time when Egg Boy cracked onto the scene, shall we say.
Yeah, he smashed onto the scene.
Definitely.
What else? Have you got any other egg puns you want to do?
Oh, I mean, I could, but we finish in 10 minutes, so I don't have time.
All right, let's whisk away to this one.
William Connolly has soared to fame after he cracked an egg on the head of Senator Anning during a media conference. The Queensland senator retaliated by striking the teen twice in the face before bystanders tackled the boy and pinned him to the ground.
Oh, mate, it was news everywhere.
It was on for young and old, and this footage of this year 12 school kid cracking the egg on the politician's head went viral all around the world. Like, everyone was talking about Egg Boy for a couple of days. In fact, actually, I think I follow him on Instagram. Hang on.
And he, it was weird because there was also toys and stuff that started appearing on shelves of Egg Boy. Yeah, there was like, you know, there's Action Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like, you can get toy Spider-Man and Buzzers and Woodies from Toy Story.
Yeah.
You could get a toy Egg Boy.
I mean, is that just like an egg?
No, it was him.
Is that just the supermarkets putting some eggs on the shelf and just going, it's a souvenir toy?
Yeah, it was that young kid, William Connolly, to scale as a toy.
There you go, Simo. That's his Instagram. 500,000 followers he has.
What's he been up to?
I don't. Normal school kid stuff.
And so he also got asked the question about whether or not he regretted the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Would he do it again? And here's how he reflected on the situation.
I understand what I did was not the right thing to do. However, this egg has united people.
United by eggs.
They are delicious.
They do stick things together as well.
They do as well. That's a good point.
Can't bake a cake. Can't keep a cake together without an egg.
Eggs are amazing.
It's Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan. This is Imagine Dragons. So-